A few years ago, I presented a simple way to control an individually addressable LED strip based on bit banging, i.e., the simplest operations on the I/O pins of a microcontroller. Here, I will show a completely different approach, which is based on using the MOSI pin from the hardware SPI port in combination with direct memory access, DMA. The WS2812 itself does not support the SPI protocol, so this may seem strange, but I will explain everything in a moment. The result is a WS2812 driver capable of sending large amounts of data to LEDs without blocking code execution by the microcontroller, i.e., also suitable for animation playback. Basics of the WS2812 and the bitbang method on the PIC18F45K50. I describe the WS2812 communication protocol in the previous section. There, I also showed the simplest implementation of it. PIC18F45K50 as WS2812 LED strip driver, theory plus library. This is where I assume familiarity with this topic. I will pursue this topic on BK7231. Motivation to change control. It would seem that nothing more is needed. Bitbang is enough. But are we sure? We have to disable interrupts for the duration of the data transfer in this way, and we block code execution every time until the data transfer is complete. Nothing else can be done during this, otherwise we will mess up the timings. With long LED bars and animations, this can take a really long time. One would like to use interrupts, but the times required are really small. This might make you look for another way. However, there is another reason that practically forces this search. I have attempted a method based on bitbanging on the BK7231. I experimentally determined how long one cycle of instructions lasts on this platform, 1 NOP. And selected their quantities so that I would have delays of, say, 0.4 US and 0.8 US. I then typed in the code with preprocessor instructions, creating a 1 or 0 pulse. I also optimized the pin setting and included it in the calculation. This I omit. Finally, I tried sending pulses with them. I fired it up, and everything looked fine. There are 8 pulses. But when I changed the number of commands NOP, there was an unexpected, even apparently non-deterministic delay, and only in part of the pulses. But why? After all, is it 8 times WS2812 send T0? I was a bit puzzled by this, but eventually I began to suspect that the problem was the cache and the way the instructions were being read from flash memory. Probably executing instructions from RAM, called RAMFunk, would also help. But there were difficulties with that too, and we eventually decided on the method with SPI. Basics of SPI DMA, protocol SPI, to simplify, is based on 2 pins, clock, CLK, and data, MOSI, master out, slave in. Depending on the SPI mode, data is loaded by the receiver at a given clock edge. Based on pin waving, bitbang, it looks roughly like this. There's also the SS slave select pin, but I'm skipping that. That's how you can send data from any digital outputs, but it's not efficient, and again, it blocks code execution. Many platforms offer more efficient solutions, hardware SPI, and sometimes even with DMA, direct memory access. The platform used here, the BK7231, has 1 hardware SPI port. Using it, the display can be efficiently controlled, for example. But that leaves us with the DMA. What does it give us? DMA, as the name suggests, provides the SPI hardware driver with direct access to memory. So essentially, we have this piece of code will initiate the transfer of an array of bytes through the DMA at a given rate, and the transfer itself will not block the execution of the rest of the instruction, but will take place in the background, fully automatically. The whole thing will no longer be affected by any interrupts or their instructions. The timings will be perfect. Only what does this give us with respect to the WS2812, which expects control of a single pin? Using SPI DMA to control the WS2812, the whole trick is to use the independence of the SPI timing to simulate the signal re.